When Paris Hilton was still in diapers, Pamela Anderson was already getting gangbanged on Betamax.
There's some background noise here. A lot of chatter. A lot of speculation and opining. But the American people expect me to do my job, and I'm going to.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck.
I've got quite a lot of fuck, then just a bit of fuck, and then an overload of fuck.
Do you mind telling me what this is all about, mister?
No, I hope I don't want to sound like I've made no mistakes. I'm confident I have. I'm sure something will pop in my head here.
You're a moron. Now shut up and sit still.
You're listening to John and Scott. A total toss nonsense.
All right, here we are, and I'm distorting the mic as usual.
It's out of sight, man.
So what's up there, Scott? This
is John and Scott at AKC Total Talk Nonsense.
I'm John.
I'm Scott. And we are a band. We're a band.
We are a band.
Because Rick is back.
That's right.
We don't have any upcoming gigs yet, but we have some gigs that we went and saw to talk about a little bit later. So remember that. We are a band. And visit us at www.TotalTalkNonsense.com. And if you get a chance, vote for us on PodcastAlley.com. Thanks for your participation so far, making us the number 8 podcast and comedy genre overall. And of all the podcasts, John, there's like 9,000 podcasts.
Yeah.
We're number 33, my man.
That's sweet.
Thanks to our fans.
That's awesome.
We love the fans.
That's totally awesome.
And let's get into some fan comments. We got this one. And you just said totally awesome. And this one starts out awesome. I've been downloading for about 2 months now, and your show is certainly the best. Keep up the awesome work. FYI, W is a moron, and I enjoy the slams on him. That's from B Scores.
Nice.
They rock. That was it. Submitted by MDK Towel 187. MDK Towel 187. TTN is awesome. These guys are great. That's by P Tony 731.
P Tony. P Tony.
Need more shows. I am Jones and two dudes. Look forward to the next. Submitted by TK Rhodes.
And you know, I was telling my wife I'm sick right now.
You're sick?
Yeah. Can you hear it in my voice?
A little bit. I thought that was just because of the jism I shot into the back of your throat. Yeah, this is another episode.
Oh,
my
boy.
Wife won't be able to listen to. Go ahead.
What episode is this, by the way?
That's an excellent question. This is kind of an anniversary for us, John. It's our number 25th.
Oh, wow.
Can I say number 25th? Number 25.
25th.
It's our 25th episode.
Yeah.
Kind of an anniversary for us, no doubt.
Oh, hell yeah. We need some potty music.
Hell
Let's get down.
It's number 25.
Oh, motherfucking yeah.
But what...
oh, baby, we got number 25 coming at you, part one, with AKC Total Talk Nonsense. I'm John.
I'm Scott, baby.
And we're going to get you down. Yeah,
take
baby.
It all off.
Let me see them jumbly boobalas. No, oh, yeah.
Let me jizzle on your fizzle.
Do some pillow talk.
No doubt. All right, then.
We can do that, or we can go just right to here. All right, AKC Total Talk Nonsense with John and Scott. I'm John.
I'm Scott. It's episode 25, part one, man.
Yeah. Here we are. We're rocking out.
All right, then.
Yeah, we can do that.
Or we can calm down quickly.
We can chill. Yeah.
We can chill.
We can just kick it back and
we're
chill.
We're very versatile. We're versatile.
Yeah. Hell no.
Hell no.
We got you down, baby.
All right. Let me see that.
Let me adjust the volume right here. No. Oh. Wrong button. Uh-oh. Got another error.
All right. We'll work through it. But what... TK Rhodes was alluding to was we used to do two a week. So now we're back to once a week because we are a band again.
Yeah.
So we are a band again, so we have to practice on certain nights, and we can't podcast, so we're back to once a week. So there you have it.
Yeah.
And we Jones all
well,
the time.
We could sneak them in here and there, you know.
All right. I don't know if I could sneak anything by the wife, but sure.
What do you mean?
Then the last comment we've got, you're all great. Keep them coming. I'll keep listening. P.S. I just love Erica. She seems like a real sweetie. Now, that was from TTN number one fan. Now, TTN number one fan, if you're listening, I want you to listen because we're going to read emails next, and Erica shows her true colors, okay? And you can still be the judge and see if she's still a sweetie or not. That's all with the comments.
I like that.
Do you have anything before I get into emails, John?
Well, you know, we went to see a couple. Oh, we're going to talk to that after about the bands after the emails.
Yeah, I got a lot of emails. I'll try to get through them quickly. We got this one from Mattress. Love you, love your show. Locked in on you guys from the recommendation from a favorite fan. Since first listening, I can't seem to get enough, so please go to 6 days a week.
You guys, oh, shit.
I guess he wants us to rest on the 7th. You guys are hilarious and informative at the same time, and I'm sure W is laughing his ass off. Can we hear from the W? I love the W.
Oh, absolutely.
There's the W for you.
I'm pleased to announce that I have nominated an outstanding military officer, Admiral Ed Giambastiani.
Brandon,
you're doing a heck of a job.
I heard from the rumor mill that AKC is back together and the tour continues. That is true, my man. I hope so, because the band rocks, and I can't wait for the next stop on the W the Monkey World Tour.
Nice.
Anyways, keep up the good work. I hope to join you in the studio someday. All right, so we have a future guest. I hope to join you in the studio someday. Let's set that up via email. We'll let you know, my man. Then we got this one from Mark. This is the Mark from Chicago. He sent me an email, John. Well, actually, he sent it to our TTN account, but he addressed me. And he said, Scott just wanted to give you some Phil McCracken ideas. Now, why would he send it to me? Why wouldn't he send it to Phil? I don't understand that. All right, then. But he sent me most dangerous sex play techniques.
Oh.
That's a little out of Phil's league. That's a little too risque for that award-winning newsman. But let me see here. Yeah, something about, oh, here he goes. Sometimes, however, there can be dangers that people do not realize as, and this is a PSA to you folks out there. For example, when a man performs oral sex on a woman, this is cunnilingus, John, did you know that? If
yeah.
he blows into the vagina, accidentally or on purpose, he is quite likely to kill his loved one through air embolism.
Nice.
Such an event is not designed to prolong a happy relationship. Death in such circumstances can be remarkably rapid. A matter of seconds.
Hold on, the W wants to start his car.
I think.
From that. Then he has weird vaginal content. Another story. This is from Clinical Surgery, Volume 15. Mentions the case about a woman who fell downstairs, John. She fell downstairs.
Yeah.
A broken off handle of a broom entered the vagina through the buttock.
Wait a minute. Are you sure we didn't talk about this before?
I don't think so.
I could swear that Phil talked about this last week.
No, this is in a medical journal. This was not noticed by her ER nurse who treated her. The broom handle remained undetected in the woman's vagina for 3 months.
Oh.
Eventually, the vagina discharge made her visit her own physician, whereupon the offending object, a broom handle...
Oh.
Was detected and removed. Hey, I detect a broom handle in your vagina. Let's remove that.
Don't be ridiculous.
All right, now we have...
God, I really suck because, you know, I never know when you're going to keep yapping on.
Yeah, and
I'm not going to man the soundboards anymore because I just cannot get it.
Yeah, I would say I suck too because I just keep yammering on. And like I said, I have this... unbelievable ability to take air in through my sphincter and keep breathing while I talk out. So you never know. I don't have to breathe in. I don't have to go.
Right.
You know, I don't have to pause.
And you have
like
gills, too.
Because I'm a
you?
Professional broadcaster. Actually, I'm not. I haven't been paid for this yet. All right, then. So, Mark. John, we have a lot of fans. We have Mark from Malta. We have Mark from Chicago.
We appreciate
that. We're getting some more fans. We have Michael.
Hey.
Oh, shit. I'll take that out in post. We don't like to give out last names. So we have a Michael.
Yeah, we don't
now.
Want the government coming down yet, dumb and dumber.
And he just says, I just want to say you guys fucking rock. I just started out with the podcast about a month ago, and I would have to say I downloaded all your episodes and have played them at least 4 times apiece so far. Hey, maybe he can put a best of together for us.
Yeah.
Just want to say you have a new fan, and I'm spreading the word about you guys. Keep up the good work, and keep bush bashing. That's my favorite part.
That's sweet, man.
Well, Mike, go check out our forum and tell us that bush bashing is your favorite part.
I like to have a little party music when we hear that kind of news from our fans.
So we got Matt, Mark, Mike. Are all our fans males with the names that start with M, John? That's my question.
Except for one, but I think you're going to read about that one that just isn't a fan of ours anymore.
Well, I got one more before I get to that one.
Yeah.
Let me take a sip of Michael and live it. Oh, and what are you drinking there, by the way, John?
I'm drinking Maker's Mark.
Maker's Mark? What is that?
Straight Kentucky bourbon whiskey.
Straight Kentucky bourbon. That's out of sight. I'm with the standby Glenlivet. That's the Scotch single malt whiskey.
This is handmade, by the way. It's so hot, it has a red melted cap.
That is hot. Oh, can I say something? I need to say something.
Okay.
I say no doubt way too much.
Oh, who cares?
So that's something I'm going to remove from my lexicon. I need to change it.
It's just fodder for some other podcast to listen to our show and go, those dumbasses say no doubt too much.
Right, and then play clips of it like we do with Dignation.
Yeah.
All right, then.
So what they do?
I don't know.
Play clips of themselves?
So this one's from Dave. Finally, we got a fan that sent us email that didn't have a first name that started with M. It's Dave. Maybe I'm the only one here using your podcast, but who gives a shit? It's just fucking great. What's with the monkey you guys have dragging your country around? I still love to hear you all taking the piss out of him and his other chimps. I have a shitload of American friends here in Jerusalem.
Oh, hey, the Holy Land.
And in East Timor, where I have been living, and they are all the same. They all hate the W. Well, what's interesting is, okay, so I know that he has friends that are American, but is he, was he born? Dave, were you born in Jerusalem? Or are you a fellow American who has loads of friends who are Americans? I don't know. So let us know. I have another 10 or more podcasts to get through, just catching up. Keep it coming. You guys are keeping me sane. P.S. I want Meet the Fuckers t-shirt for my next flight to the States. No doubt.
Meet the Fuckers. Is that one of the lines?
Meet the Fuckers, yeah. I want to meet the Fuckers. We talked about Meet the Fuckers. A woman got on a plane with she had an image of Cheney, Bush, and a Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
And it said, Meet the Fuckers.
Meet the Fuckers.
And they kicked her off the plane. But get this, man. Dave says, in care of Scott and John.
Oh,
not
nice.
John and Scott.
Oh.
Scott and John.
Scott and John.
So a shout out to Dave in Jerusalem. Keep it up,
nice.
My man.
Hey, let's have a station identification.
Station identification.
You're listening to John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense.
That's hot,
you
man.
Like that?
That's all John.
That's me, man.
I'm
going
to lay it all on John.
A Total Talk Nonsense.
I'm just a co-host. John is the producer and the co-host. So let's give him some props.
No, you're the host, man. It's the Scott Show.
Oh, no way. It's the John and Scott Show. John isn't in the first position just because it's alphabetical, okay? Or it's not there because you weigh more than I do. And it's not there because you're handsomer.
I have more hair.
Than I am. Or you have more hair than I am. I am. More hair than I have. It's because it's the John and Scott Show.
Oh, man. I really need some pot.
Do you have some?
No. I mean, I do, but I just can't because I'm sick.
Right.
And I was telling the wife before I left, I said, oh, man, I feel like shit, you know. And she says, yeah, well, you know, yeah, sorry. I said, yeah, I'd want to stay home, but I know how bad Scott wants to do a podcast.
And I don't want to let him down.
Call him up and go, yeah, man, I can't do it.
That would be fine. I would have stayed at home. That would be fine.
Yeah? You would have done your own with your new setup?
No, because there's too much hiss. John gave me a soundboard and a mic, and I hooked it up to my PC to do some promos, and it's all hiss. I can't get rid of the hiss.
I told you how to do it.
So if I brought something in, here's what it would sound like. And you couldn't even hear me. All right, then.
So we could fix that.
One more email to go, and getting back to the comment about TTN number one fan saying that Erica's her favorite guest. Did I say her? His. I'm assuming it's a guy. Didn't we assume it's a Southern man or a Southern queer?
Southern man.
Okay, so Erica's her favorite guest. She's a real sweetie. All right, let's see. Oh, that was
what
me.
The fuck
let's
was
see
that?
How sweet she is, okay? Because this one is from our guest, Erica, who is here for episode number 23.
Get some mood music on there.
Subject, episode 23, whatever. Oh, and she CC'd Steve, who is her... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to give out last name again. Well, I got to take this out in production. I got to take this out in post anyway. All right, then. I was going to write a nice note to say what a good time I had, and thank you for letting me join you two. But after listening to you in episode 24, bitch and moan about me, fuck that. You two are unbelievable. It is supposed to be fun, right? Come talk nonsense with John and Scott, but only if you do everything perfectly and do it their way. Well, most of the time, I did talk into the mic. Better than last time, I thought. And I didn't pour the damn drink Scott did. That fuck. John, your constant bitching is quite annoying. And you are no pro yourself. Some of your stories just seem to go on and on and on and on. Get on with it already. Maybe you should take your own advice. Just sit there and do the soundboard. But wait! Half the time, you fuck that up as well. Timing. It's all about timing. Scott, you big fucking liar. You fucking bitch! Blaming me or someone else for all that stupid shit. Your dumb comments and your noise. I never said half the shit you say I said, and you can hear your fucking rocks through the whole goddamn show. Get over it. I was just there to have a good time, but whatever. So, John, oh, I'm sorry. I need to start over. So, no, John and Scott, I don't have to come back. Fuck face. And as far as coming there to serve you drinks, which, again, I never said, and topless, ha! In your fucking dreams. Good luck with your votes next month. See ya, your ex-number one fan.
Erica. Wow.
Wow. There's some rage there. There's a lot of rage.
You know what?
There.
If I was on the phone with her right now, you know what I'd do?
What would you do?
Click.
All right, so she was, she must have said something really nasty about
it. Ah, shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Because I didn't do anything. I don't know why I was blamed at all.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
And we have one couple last things. The forum. We have a forum. We want our fans to participate in the
forum.
She
seems kind of upset.
Yeah, she does seem upset.
I guess she doesn't get the joke.
You mean the total talk nonsense?
Yeah.
Eh, possibly.
That's okay.
Who knows? Maybe she's just joking us back.
Hey, good
Could
idea.
Be a joke and a joke upon a joke.
That's beautiful.
And you know that two jokes don't make a right, John.
Two jokes don't make a joke.
Right. But our forum, we have a forum, and we'd like to make it a big part of the show, but people aren't participating. You know why, John?
Why is that?
Because we're not making it a big part of the show.
Oh.
So right. I brought some forum things in. This is from Mark from Malta. Very often when I'm listening to the show, John or Scott will say something that I want to follow up on the web. I'll Google the phrase or the name or something. It might be cool to use the forum to post links to stuff that listeners find as a result of the stuff that gets broadcast, sort of like a meme pool for TTN.
Yeah.
And then he gives a website. And when I first read that, I'm thinking, oh, shit, that's more work for me. And it took me a couple of days to sink in because I'm slow. I'm slow, Mark. And I think that's an outstanding idea. So what I did is I posted a link, and I also posted a picture of Erica that she let us take the last time she was here. And when I say last time she was here, it sounds like the last time she was here.
Yeah, it's the last time.
So go to the forum, and there's a new picture of Erica, and I posted another link. But I will make sure that I go out to the forum and post as many links as I can about things that relate to what we are talking about, John and Scott. Total talk nonsense. That's so awesome. And then King Heedley, 69. He participated right away, my man.
Yeah.
Way back when we did the top 10 songs since 1980.
Yeah.
King Heedley, 69, chimed in.
Yep.
And
he did.
He said he votes for his own. We have a poll up there. You can vote for me or John or your own. And he voted for his own, and then he posted his top 10, which is the whole idea.
That's fantastic,
and
yeah.
And he's only a high schooler, and he gets it, man.
Yeah.
He gets it.
Yeah, maybe.
Number 10, Mushroom Head, Sun Doesn't Rise. Number 9, Chimera, Pure Hatred. Number 8, Bleeding Through on the Wings of Lead. Number 7, Godsmack, Realign. Number 6, Him, Sweet Pandemonium. Number 5, Il Nino, What Comes Around. Number 4, Kill Switch Engage, My Last Serenade. Number 3, Trivium, Pull Harder on the Strings of Your Martyr. Number 2, Slipknot with Duality.
Ooh.
And number 1, Korn, Make Me Bad.
Nice.
So he has honorable... Hold on.
Total Talk Nonsense! I'm just playing some heavy metal because he's doing the heavy metal.
Honorable mentions. Number 3, Mudvayne, Not Falling. 2, Static X, Just in Case. And number 1, As I Lie Dying, The Meaning in Tragedy.
Nice. He likes the metal.
He likes the metal. No,
no
doubt.
No Insane Clown Posse, huh?
No Insane Clown Posse.
I got
ICP to you and me, John.
We got a. I got a cousin that's into that. Actually, his mom wanted me and the wife to do an intervention with him. I said, for what?
Intervention for Insane Clown Posse?
No, for him, because he's a big fan of Insane Clown Posse.
So do an intervention because he's a fan of Insane Clown Posse?
She thinks he's worshiping the devil.
Well, that's two different stories there, isn't it?
I don't know.
So what did you say?
All right, we'll take him out to dinner and we'll talk to him. You
so
know.
Did you?
Yeah.
And you took him out to dinner and he turned you on to Insane Clown
No,
Posse.
I already knew shit about it and he was like, whoa. You know that stuff?
So did you just say, hey, look, I want to...
He's wearing a big Juggalo necklace.
Uh-huh.
Juggalo. It's like the character. It's like a little character. It's like a Cocapelli.
Cocapelli.
It's like a little guy. And when you're a Juggalo, you know, you're one of the Insane Clown Posse followers.
The reason I know about the Insane Clown Posse is because of Howard.
Why? Why is that?
Because he always used to have them in the studio.
Oh, really?
And they got in a fight with Osborne's wife.
Oh. Why?
Because they were on tour together somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah. So they said very nasty things about him. I have a couple of MP3s at home, but I wouldn't know what they were.
But we had to talk to him. And, you know, I was laughing about it. I'm like, yeah, she shouldn't worry. But, you know, that's a mom. You know, moms
right.
are
no doubt.
Concerned. And he's all cool. He was supposed to go to their big festival they had this summer where they have, like, these, you know, big beatdowns. They set up a ring, and it's like Ultimate Fighting Challenge.
All right.
But not just anybody could enter. You have to be already, like, a registered
Fighter?
Fighter or something.
How do you register to be a fighter?
I don't know. You got to be a professional.
All right.
And they wrestle and whatever, and they get crazy and drink and...
That's hot.
Do whatnot. But, yeah, it was no big deal.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. Here's how I would approach it. Okay, we walk in the restaurant, and before we even get seated, we can come to a conclusion here. Hey, do you worship Satan? Yes. Okay, well, if you say yes, then it's going to take a little longer. Well, no. Okay, great. How's the Insane Clown Posse? Oh, I love them. They're awesome. Okay, let's eat some food.
That's and basically that. How it went down.
All right.
And,
I see you poured another.
Yeah, it turns out his brother, though, who is the quiet one, he's into sports, he's a bodybuilder, he plays football.
Yeah.
Just got busted with a bunch of hits of acid in his locker.
Whoa.
So the one that they thought was, you know, all cool and everything is the one I worried about even saying, hey, dude, you okay, man?
Steroids, too?
I don't know.
Or just acid? Well, when you look at him, is he chiseled like me?
Not quite. Not quite as chiseled.
All right, so then no steroids involved.
I think he was too young for that.
Oh.
Still, he's only 8.
Well, we did get one more email.
He's 8 and he had hits of acid. Come on! In his locker. Wake up!
Well, I had acid when I was 6. What's wrong with
that? Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that was back in the day.
Oh, back in the day, no doubt.
But it was still legal.
And let's just mention that we do, this is the Black Light Podcast.
That's right.
Because we have black lights. And,
and
we
our
have a,
poster fell over.
Yeah, it fell over. But we have punks, which have gone out.
They're not punks, it's
what
incense.
Are they? Incense. And it's completely groovy. We're getting
hanging,
back
man.
To our roots, man.
Yeah. Listen to some Ravi Shankar.
No doubt.
And doing some punks.
All right, then. So that's it for the emails, John.
That's great.
So let's talk about what we
let's
did
have
for
a little,
the weekend.
Little applause. Oops.
I do suck.
Erica's right.
No, I got to
work. I can't wait until her podcast starts. But I'm trying to talk.
Yeah. Oh, when
anyways,
she has a podcast?
Huh?
Yeah, I would love to hear that.
Yeah, let's hear Erica's
Here's
podcast.
What it would sound like.
I don't mean to sound so chirpy, but... Oh, I just poured my drink. Yeah.
Here, let me close the cooler.
All right, then.
Here, let me go to the bathroom in the middle of the show. Yeah, so this weekend, what a weekend, man. You and I and Rick got together Friday night. Go downtown.
Went downtown to the Viaduct Theater.
Which was pretty funny.
Which is a Viaduct Theater.
It's right there, under the viaduct.
And you could park your car.
Under the viaduct. And we're about an hour early, maybe two. We get in there.
Well, we went there to see a band. We went to see the Websters.
Right.
So we get there early, and we walk into this room that was, what, 20 by 20?
Yeah.
With a bar and a guy that grew up in Des Plaines.
Yeah.
And there were two plays going on.
Yeah, right.
So it was just you, B, and Rick. That was it.
And the bartender.
And the bartender. So we had a couple of $8 beers.
Yeah.
And what's funny is they're tax exempt because they're performing arts and they must get government funding or something.
Yeah.
So these two plays are going on, and all of a sudden, John, what happens?
Intermission.
So the one theater lets out, and like 500 people come out and want to order Doritos
right
and beers.
Right that minute. Wavy Lays and water and beer.
And there's one bartender. And there's one woman yelling, is this the line? Am I in line? No, lady, it's a bar, okay? If you get his attention,
and they're
you can
hanging
buy
over us with their smoke,
their cigarettes
blowing on us.
And none of them are hot. It'd be okay if, like, a couple of, you know, cleavage was hanging over, but that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So then they go away, and then the next theater lets out for intermission.
Yeah, oh
so we got to deal with this twice.
And the first one had kids in it.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of little kids.
And some of the kids got frightened because it was like a Halloween version of The Wizard of Oz.
So no, they were in back in. No, not that one.
What
they
was
weren't
the other
in
one?
That one. I don't. It was. I forgot what it was called, but it wasn't Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz one. I went in there. Oh, maybe you're right. I don't remember. But I went into the Wizard of Oz theater. It looked pretty scary, and it was like heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
A goth version of The Wizard of Oz.
Well, Dorothy was a gay guy, from what I can tell, because I saw the guy who was Dorothy. And he came out afterwards, you know, and he was hugging everybody and receiving flowers. Thank you. I did a great job. Thanks.
And the Wicked Witch was this goth chick with sleeves of tattoos going up and down her arms.
Sleeves of tattoos and a dress that went in the front went down to her navel.
Yeah. It was hot.
It was all right. So... So we had to deal with these two intermissions, and then finally the plays let out, everybody went home, and then the band crowd comes in.
Yeah.
And we were there to see the Websters, so we had to see a band before the Websters. Was it Tuffy UK? Was that the band?
Yeah.
Tuffy UK? Okay, so we're checking out Tuffy UK, and it had a woman lead singer, and she had some good lyrics, and I thought the songs were okay. I thought the guitarist was good. I thought the bass player was good. And I thought the drummer absolutely sucked. And I haven't played drums
not a good match.
In 20 years. And I was like, well, maybe 15. I could go up there that night and play better than the drummer that they had. That's how bad he was.
Yeah.
So I think they need to get a new drummer, and I think they'll be okay. And I think she needs to project more in her vocals.
Right.
And they might have something there. But it looks like she's been around for a while, so I don't know if that's possible, if she can project more.
She's been around for a while, like she's 80.
She's not 80.
She's cute. She's short.
Yeah, she's gone through menopause, I'm sure.
Oh, my God.
So then the Websters take the stage. And, John, I've seen the Websters 15 or 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm probably mixing them up with the K-Martians. Now, Preston was in the K-Martians,
yeah,
right?
Probably are, yeah.
Mark was not in the K-Martians.
No.
But Preston was.
Yes.
So I don't know if I've ever seen the Websters until last Friday night.
You have not.
Okay. So I saw the K-Martians, and Phil, God rest his soul, was in that band.
Right.
Were you in that band?
Yes.
Okay, you were the drummer. And I thought, yeah, they're all right. And Preston, he great guitarist, and he's you can tell he's passionate about it. Okay, so then I go see the Websters. And do you want to talk at all about the actual venue?
Oh, my God.
Well, you walk in, and it's a theater. Yeah. It's got stadium seating.
Right.
And then it has a stage off to the left. And if you want to stand, there's a place you can stand.
Yeah.
But we took our seats in the theater section, in the stadium seating, as
so
it were.
So our bodies were facing forward, but we had to look hard left. To look at the band.
Hard left. And of the band, I saw Preston and I saw Mark.
Yeah.
I couldn't see the... I could kind of get a glimpse of the bass player every once in a while, and I couldn't see the drummer at all.
So I moved.
So John moved. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was too goddamn tired. I was so tired. And I think it was all that smoke. It was really bugging me.
Yeah.
So these guys got on, and I was... I got to tell you, John, I was completely blown away.
Really?
By how good they were.
Yeah, they were
unbelievable.
Awesome.
And
that's their first gig all year.
And they don't even really practice together.
No, almost all brand new songs for their new CD.
That's I need to get that first CD because I was completely blown away. And the thing about it is the band that was on before,
yeah,
I saw them and I got all hyped. I got all motivated. You know, Ricky quit the band.
Right.
Rick came back in the band. And it's just like, yeah, whatever. All right, I'll show up. And I'm playing bass when we practice, but I'm not really practicing by myself.
Yeah.
And then I see UK Tuffy, and I'm like, fucking A, we need to go up there and kick ass, man. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to practice bass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Then I see the Websters. And then later on, after the Websters finish, I found out that the bass player's like 22, the drummer's like 21.
Right.
And these guys fucking rocked, man. The bass player and the drummer were outstanding rhythm section, and Preston and Mark veterans. Can we say veterans?
Yeah, veterans.
The harmonies and the energy, it was just unbelievable. I was completely blown away, and I got completely depressed. I'm like, why fucking bother? This guy is like 21 years old, and he rocks, and he's even got like a cool bass player look.
Yeah.
Which I'll never have.
Yeah, you got that. Come on.
I don't have that. I'm like a 40-year-old bald guy. He had like
You're not
a,
like, you are. I'm like, I'm playing one on TV.
I'm like that. But he had like a late 60s, early 70s kind of a, he's thin. He had the suit with the high heels and the mop top. Yeah. He had the look. He plays with his fingers, which I tried in practice and my fingers went numb. And I couldn't even tell what I was playing anymore. I had to switch with the pick. Did you notice that last practice?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to dedicate more time to playing with my fingers.
Yeah. It was. Well, you got to lift that bass up a little bit from your ankles. You got it slung way down there.
Well, according to you, my arms are so fucking long, I need to play it around my ankles. Cocksucker.
Yeah, they were awesome. I was totally, you know, taken aback. What a different sound they have now compared to what they had when they were their first album, Smirk, came out. But Kangaroo Court met them years ago.
That's the band that John and Rick have been in. I've just joined that band. I'm a relative newcomer.
Yeah. We played with them like 16 years ago at Club Stadola, and Mark got
Bashed
in the eye.
But you played with them. Didn't you go down to U of I just recently with them?
No. That was the Abbeys.
Oh, that was with the Abbeys.
Yeah, I played with another band. Preston played guitar in it.
Oh, Preston's in the Abbeys.
He was.
Okay. He's not anymore.
No.
All right.
He was in, he's been in, shit, what's the name of that other band? He was doing Video Stars, which was like a 80s cover band.
Kind of like what we are.
Yeah, with Brad Elvis on drums, and then he was in, shit, I can't think of the name of the band.
Well, he's a fan of ours, right?
Yeah.
The podcast,
yeah.
Anyway. So we can have him in for a guest, and we can go through that chronologically.
He's been here before.
To this studio?
To the one of the ones next door.
The ones next door, so he knows where we're at.
Yeah, we've practiced here when we were doing the K Martians thing.
And if he wants to bring Mark as well, that would be great. But
yeah.
If we can get them in as guests.
We could have them come in and Mark could play accordion and Preston on the guitar and we could play Name That Tune.
That'd be hot, man. That'd be sweet.
Well, let's wrap this up and then we'll come back and finish up.
No, I'm not finished talking about the website.
Well, why don't we just come back and do it on the
How
second
many minutes?
Part? 41.
41? Let's go 45. It'll take me four more minutes.
Come
on, man.
How dare Erica say that I yammer
yeah,
on?
Yeah, how dare she?
I'm just reading the text.
No doubt.
God damn it.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh. Yeah, I still can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, I know what I was going to say. No, I really don't. I just said that to hope that I could try to gather in what I was going to say.
All right, let's come back with it. All right? Think about it. Because I got some other stuff to talk about over the weekend.
Over the weekend,
yeah.
Because we're still on the weekend.
Yeah.
But let's wrap up the web. God damn
it! We'll wrap it up already.
Let's wrap up the Websters. Here's what I wanted to say. You and I, I don't know if Rick was there. I think you and I went to see Semisonic.
Yeah.
Were they Presence at the time or were they Semisonic? I think they had just changed their name. To Semisonic.
From Pleasure.
From Pleasure. What did I say?
Presence.
Yeah, From Pleasure. Okay. So there's Semisonic. We go. There's like 10 people in this bar.
Yeah.
And I was blown away by Semisonic. I was like, damn. Thanks for inviting me because I had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
And then shortly thereafter, they had a couple of hits on Q101.
Closing time.
Yeah. And then we saw them again. Was it before the hits came out? Or after?
Yeah, it was before.
It was before?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like them that time.
No, you're right. It was after, because it was their new album after that Closing Time album, where they went from the pop thing, and you were going off I wasn't there, though. I heard all
you
about it
there?
From Rick. No, Rick told me. I didn't go.
Who did I meet?
You were there.
I met Rick.
Phil was there, and
I really didn't
Marty
know Rick
was there.
Time.
Rick was there.
Oh, so I showed up. I brought
your
my
wife.
Fiance. Or was she my wife by then? I don't
your
know.
Your financee.
I think she was my financee fiance.
Yeah.
And this freaking guy from Semisonic had the flange on the whole goddamn time. And
what is this song? Son of Flange. That's all I heard about it.
But,
oh, here's a new one. I love Flange.
Yeah, forget about all that. Go back to the first time we saw him when there were 10 people in the bar. And I was blown away by them. And it was the same blown away that I had when I saw the Websters.
Wow.
The same, erection that I got. So there you have it.
They're really good songwriters, the Webster guys, man.
And they got great harmonies.
Yeah.
And they've been doing it a long time, and they have fun. That's the key.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have fun up there. They're not these angst-ridden, a-hole teenagers.
And they want to do a gig with us.
Oh, that's the other thing I wanted to talk about. At some point during
okay,
the...
Okay, what do you got to tell us?
During the end of their set, I think it was Mark, said, "Hey, Kangaroo Court, do you want to come up and play a song?" And I'm like, oh, my God, he can't be serious. I do not want to go up there. And especially after they played. I mean, there was no way I was going to follow them up there.
Why
so
not?
Then he saw us, and he saw us. I gave him a very confused look. I don't know if he was looking at me or you.
Like,
or
oh, my God!
Right. But he was like, okay, well, hey, anyway, we're going to dedicate this song to a Kangaroo Court.
Yeah, that's what
And even afterwards when Preston was saying, yeah, we gotta play together, man. Come on, Rick. Let's get a bill or whatever you call the fucking
double
thing.
Bill.
A double bill together, and we'll play somewhere. And Rick's like, yeah, that'd be great. I'm like, oh no, because I'm gonna have to start practicing again.
That's right.
And
but only like 10 or 12 songs, not 500 like we've been doing forever.
Right. Well, and that's okay, but. And that's cool. And if they want to do that where we'd play 30 minutes, I think I can handle that. But it the first initial feeling I had was, geez, I should just fucking sell my bass. God damn it. This
Why?
Guy's so goddamn good.
Oh, my God. That should be an inspiration.
And it was a total 180 from Tuffy UK because I was like, yeah, that guy's okay. But
that guy
shit.
Was good, but he was like 800 years old.
Right. He was 800 years old.
They had a really good guitar player. You know the guitar player they had?
His name was?
Steve Gerlach.
Gerlach.
You know the song we play, we cover Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
I said right with Glenn Livid in my mouth.
Yeah, well, the version we do is the version...
Wait a minute. That's alcohol. That's not a guy, okay? So I didn't have a guy in my mouth. I had alcohol.
I had Glenn Livett's cock in my mouth.
Glenn Livett, could you back
We're
up?
So tight now that I drink all his booze. I go... Whoa! Whoa!
What were you going to say, man?
I was trying to hit the gargle button. I just went crazy. The wife took my mouse. Anyways, yeah, we'll come back and we'll talk about this.
You were going to talk about Gerlach. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, he's the guy who did the version of Gypsies that we do.
Oh, okay.
That rock and heavy metal one.
Did the Me First and the Gimme Gimme steal that one?
No. We do. That's the song that you have that you learned it off of.
Right?
That's him playing.
You're shitting me.
I'm not shitting.
Who's singing?
Him.
You're kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not kidding. That's him.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
I don't know.
I'm shy. So I would have approached him and said, dude, man, that fucking rocks. What the hell are you doing in Tuffy UK? Is what I would have said.
He's probably banging the singer. What do you think?
All right, if he's getting laid, all right. But can we use a second guitarist? I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, we would fucking kill the world if we... His brother plays bass, actually. But they don't get along.
Oh, good. Because I was thinking, yeah, if we get him, you're out.
listening to John and Scott.
Total Talk Nonsense.